Back in the summer of 1943, Kensington Cabin was teeming with action. Imagine kids stringing cantaloupe, watermelon, and grapefruit seeds to make necklaces. Contests, all kinds of contests for Mr. and Miss Kensington, age 10 and under, most unusual pet, ugliest dog. There was horseshoe, badminton, archery leagues. These are just a few of the activities bringing Kensington Cabin and its surrounding park to life. Generations of kids and families have laughed and played at this creekside park since it was first built in the 1930s. One of Kensington's own, Blanche Armstrong, who was president of the Woman's Club, came up with the idea of the park, envisioning, quote, an attractive introduction to our village and a pleasant meeting place for those who enjoy outdoor recreation. Construction on the rustic cabin began in 1933. However, workers employed by Roosevelt's Civil Works Administration halted construction abruptly after just 8 days when the CWA program ended prematurely. The Montgomery County Parks Commission picked up the project, salvaging materials that remained on site, and the cabin was completed and opened a year later. As the National Park Service's Handbook for Park Architects of the Great Depression era states, the structure gives, quote, the feeling of having been executed by pioneer craftsmen with limited hand tools, and thus achieves sympathy with natural surroundings and with the past. Now, notice the pair of hand-carved tree branch brackets that support the entry roof above the main door. A coarse rubble stone chimney echoes the arched openings and guardrails of the nearby stone bridge over Silver Creek. The cabin walls consist of rough-hewn timber logs with overlapping ends. The cabin was closed in 1991, and it sat unused until rehabilitation was begun in 2016. The park grounds were renovated in 2015. The games have changed from the days of kids' contests for Mr. and Miss Kensington or for the ugliest dog, but the spirit of family, community, and play will always stay alive at Kensington Cabin Park. On many Friday nights, neighbors gather for what's known as Pizza in the Park. Everyone's invited.